You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
Before the Twilight series and the Hunger Games were blockbuster films, they were wildly successful books. Books in a genre known as young adult fiction, seen by many as an important stepping stone on the road perhaps from Horrid Henry and Harry Potter to more adult literary pastures. But it's a genre also criticised as demeaning and tantamount to little more than gossip fodder. Well, that is the criticism of Joe Nutt, educational consultant and author. He's on the line from Northampton. We've also got in the studio Francesca Simon, author of the Horrid Henry series of children's books, who now is writing young adult fiction herself. So welcome both.
Good morning.
Joe, this is quite a vicious attack you put on this genre. In fact, surely just getting people, as a parent of teenagers myself, getting people to read at that age is hard, so just let them do it.
I agree, it really is hard, and I did it for a long time. And I don't really think it was a vicious attack. It's one of those cases, I think, where people respond as much to...
Well, let me read something else. The endless recycling of petty anxieties and celebrity confessions that choke the pages of magazines placed strategically at the supermarket checkout. That's pretty harsh, isn't it?
And that's the description, I think, of the sort of magazine world, isn't it? That some of these novels, not all of them, of course, are sort of built on. But, you know, the article that I wrote also pointed out very clearly, this isn't an either-or. It's not a question of whether it's, you know, you study the classics or you study modern fiction or modern literature. When I was teaching, I was extraordinarily keen on trying to help teenagers find those books that were new as well as old. And I think these two things are compatible. But the thing about the young adult genre that concerns me most is there is this sort of issues-driven element to it, where, you know, as a reader, you feel that the author has designs on you. There's nothing a teenager dislikes more than sort of being preached at. And it's that most concerned me, really. I would prefer teenagers, particularly teenagers on the verge of adulthood. Mm. Not, you know, young adults is a bit of a misnomer in some ways.
Give us an example of what you want them to be reading, something that people might recognise.
Well, that's inviting me to go down the old classics route, isn't it? But
yes, it is. I invite you to do anything, but something we might have heard of that fits the bill.
Well, I did give this some thought, and you know, a lot of youngsters today, a lot of youngsters are sort of particularly exercised by Donald Trump, for example, aren't they? There is an absolutely lovely book by Anthony Trollope's mother, Fanny Trollope, believe it or not, who wrote The Domestic Manners of the Americans in the 18th century, 19th century. And okay. It's a wonderful analysis of American culture that really holds water today. And if you read that book and engage with it, I defy any teenager.
What was the name of that book again? I'm going to try it on my...
It's called The Domestic Manners of the Americans.
Okay, all right.
It's very famous.
Now, let Francesca Simon defend the genre.
I frankly do not recognize your description of what books are, because you seem to be arguing both that they're all about gossip and also that authors are proselytizing. And you seem to be attacking YA books as if they were gossip fodder. This is just so completely untrue and bears no relation to anything.
What about this thing that they feed children's neuroses and make them feel insecure, and they're all about, they're a sort of mirror of the celebrity world in which they're surrounded with? There's something in that, isn't there?
No, I think that's absurd. I think you can't argue that a book that explores issues that concern teens exacerbates anxiety. I would say quite the reverse. I mean, just a couple books that I've just read recently. I mean, Louise O'Neill's book, Only Ever Yours, which is an update on basically Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale, about girls kept in confinement, fed only gossip magazines while the world votes on their bodies and their faces. It's absolutely horrifying and frightening, and really deals in a clever and disturbing way with our culture. Meg Rozoff's How I Live Now deals with war and anorexia. These are not issue-driven books. You could say that Homer's, The Iliad is an issue-driven book about war.
But aren't you reinforcing some of those issues? Anorexia, body image?
No.
And you know, wouldn't we rather be reading something about a lovely holiday? So, I mean, I'm going off the top of my head here, you know, so I'm not a novelist, as you can tell. But all I'm saying is, why do we have to delve into these issues just to reinforce them?
I mean, last time I looked, kids weren't being chained to desks and books were thrust in front of their faces. I mean, these are books that teens and adults want to read. I think it's showing respect to teenagers to allow them to explore things that have, you know, that are to do with their own daily lives, their fears, their anxieties, their hopes, their dreams, in that area where they are betwixt and between.
Joe Nutt, these are perfectly reasonable areas to explore. There is some rubbish out there, but there has always been.
I agree with Francesca. Of course there are areas in all sorts of fiction and literature historically that are based on really serious and grave issues. Of course that's the case. But I think it's what instigates the publishers to produce these things, in a sense, that I think concerns me. It's what adults think that these teenagers want.
I'm not sure they really do. I don't understand your language. You talk about instigating and peddling. No publisher would be in business for 2 seconds if they were publishing books that kids didn't want to read. You have a very odd view of what's being published and what is out there. I don't recognize it.
I'm surprised, Francesca, because I've certainly received a lot of responses from English teachers, for example.
That's the thing. Are you not living in a sort of history boy's vision of the past, where you want everyone to sort of get a knowledge of Thomas Hardy?
No, I absolutely hope not. As I said, you know, when I was teaching, which is a while ago now, I put lots of effort into contemporary writing for teenagers. And I do think it's a serious issue. I think we underestimate, for example, how grave an issue this is for teenage boys. You know, any teacher out there who's listening to this, I'm sure will know if their job is partly to engage teenage boys with literature,
There's great literature out there that engages boys and that deals with things of great concern, like climate change, like growing up, terminal cancer, and also using myth in a new and exciting way.
All right, I'm going to have to stop it there. I mean, I must say that it's hard to stop kids reading. I had to lie to one of my kids the other day that reading from watching an iPad in the bath would lead to electrocution. So, anyway, Francesca Simon, Joe Nutt, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.